Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I look forward to the things that the Lord will tell me and the things that he guides me to do. I look forward to his return. In one sense, I'll be so excited like a kid at Christmas when he breaks the sky and comes here. And take his people with him. I want to be with him. I'm ready for it. And on the other sense, I thank God for every day that he waits, because it gives us more time to get more people in the kingdom of God. This is why God loves people, and I do too. If I didn't know God, and a lot of people I love and know, they may not know God, I wouldn't want to be left here. I wouldn't want to be caught off guard. And I want to go with him when he comes. And I want people to know God is too good to not know. Even in the sense of not just the terror of the Lord when he comes back and takes the planet back. Because Nebuchadnezzar said that he saw a stone cut out of the side of a mountain without hands. And it came down and crushed the idol, which represents the rule and the time of man. See, Daniel, God showed Nebuchadnezzar the rise and fall of every nation before Jesus will come take over the earth. See, the earth is going to be here. It's not going to be destroyed. It's not going to be blown to pieces. It's going to last forever. And Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to rule from here. There won't be any more elections. And I love that day. No more. Jesus will be the King of Kings. And that's going to be glorious. And he's going to rule the earth with an iron rod. I love him. He's going to be. You think you want justice, you're going to get it. But you want to be on his side of it. You're gonna want to be in life itself. God loves us. Jesus is gonna rule from the perspective of life, not death. He's gonna in his kingdom. You can be all you can be. He's gonna help you be all you can be. You'll be free to do what's right, to love him, to go forward. See, if you love Jesus now, there is an element of people that will hate you because you love God. God put enmity between his people and Satan's people, his seed and Satan's seed, people that love the world. When people start loving the world system, they start having a problem with God. This happens slowly. We were all made in his image. And when we were children, our spirit was lit. And if somebody would have taught us God's ways while we were a child, we would have developed. We would, you know, when babies die, they go to heaven. They're raised by angels and they all love God. And they love the ways of God. But here in this fallen world, people learn evil. They're buffeted. They're hurt. They're hurt. The enemy gets an advantage over people's lives through their weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears. The Lord taught me that years and years ago. Those are the three avenues that the enemy gains a foothold in our life. And when that happens, and people trust the world system, it hardens their heart against God. Now, we talked about that last week. We were dealing with deception. This week, the Lord put on my heart to deal with understanding. Few people really understand, because in order to understand the things of God, you have to learn who he is for yourself. Some people don't understand God. They don't understand his ways. They don't understand his will. They wonder if bad things is his will. They wonder if good things could be his will. They're in the, you know, they're on the fence about whether they should pursue healing or not, or a better career or not. And the things that God left up to you that you're supposed to decide, they don't acknowledge him and get his best objectives. So for that reason, for those reasons, people don't understand God. So while people really don't understand God, the enemy will come and accuse God. The enemy will come to you and accuse God before you. All the things that Satan started, all the things that he was really behind, he'll say it was God's fault. God didn't want you to be a millionaire. He wanted you to be broke because he don't like it. That's Satan's words. So people that follow the world system, they'll never understand. But those that receive salvation and get saved and start learning of God, they will come to a healthy understanding of who God is in their life. Now, the Lord loves us. He wants us to cherish each other. He wants us to love each other. See, John pointed out that we love God the way we love man. We love man the way we love God. It cannot be separated. If you walk around hating people, and I notice people that are in strife, they got a problem. They're not just in strife with the people that they're angry at. They also have a problem with people who love the people they're angry at. And they also have a problem with God who loves their enemies. And when people hate people, they can't say anything good about them. Anything that they do that's right, because they hate them, they're going to say they did it for a bad reason. Anything they do that's just and true, they're going to say they have false pretense. But people who come to understanding, they receive God's word. And you can't, like we said last week, you can't learn God's word like you learn arithmetic. You have to receive it. If you receive it, you come to a point where you believe it. And if you believe it, you come to a point you have faith in it. When you act on what you believe, it becomes faith. When you speak it or act on it, speaking it is acting on it. If a person hears that Jesus loves me, he died for me. His blood was shed to wash my sins away. He rose again. He came out of death, hell, and the grave to justify me. He was resurrected to justify me. And by his stripes I'm healed. Salvation in its fullness is received when people hear the word, receive it, believe it, and they say, I believe on Jesus. When a person is baptized, they're acting on their faith that I believe on Jesus. I identify with his death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that his blood washed my sins. Now they're saved. They believed it from the heart. And they say, because I believe on him, he's my king. I will do his word. I will do what he taught. I trust him. See, I believe that he loved me, so I received salvation. I said, I was so happy to be saved. I didn't know everything. I didn't know things I know now. I didn't even know God good. But I had peace. And I knew God didn't want me to sin, so I didn't want to sin. And some sins I would have liked to continue to do, but I said, no, if God said it's wrong, it's wrong. And I didn't even understand why. But if God said it, it's important. And I knew I didn't know everything. So I kept studying what he said. And eventually I asked questions. You know, the things that I didn't understand, I asked. I said, Lord, if somebody slapped me upside the head, why would I want to turn the other cheek? Why did you say that? He said, I didn't want my people to provoke violence. And then I could see why. We're here to represent God. Even if we take a loss, it's worth it to gain a soul. Because if a person don't get saved, they're going to be tormented forever. Now, I learned to fight. I didn't. I got bullied as a child. And one day I just said, I'll never let somebody bully me again. I'll never run from another man. I made that decision. And I started fighting when I had to. And then I learned about turning the other cheek. And some people, they were glad Jesus said that because they scared to fight. I'm not. I'm not afraid of people. But I got to do what Jesus said. And it felt good to know that I'm not afraid. I'm not a coward. But if I'm going to obey Jesus, I got to get a grip on what he said and why. So when he said that he didn't want his people to provoke violence, looking at the whole picture of things, I saw the wisdom in it. And then in putting situations of conflict, I spoke, I didn't retaliate in words. See, I never got hit upside the head since then. Nobody ever slapped me upside the head, so I never got to physically turn the other cheek. But when I was railed against with words, I didn't rail against them. And then I diffused the anger. I said, well, let's talk about it. And they fuss, and then they feel bad because they saw that I really cared about them. And some people got warned to the Lord because of it. That's understanding God. When you do what he said because he said it. You don't always understand, but when you act on his word, understanding forms. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. The Lord has so much to say. These broadcasts are actually 30 minutes long. The first 15 minutes is on the air of the radio, but the whole thing is on newlivingletters.com. And you can listen to it again and again. Now, we all need understanding that the Lord will provide. The Word of God is written in a way to show us scenarios of faith. People, just like you, had problems. Difficult problems. David, you know, the king, he was a patriot of his country, anointed to be king of the country. And his father-in-law, the king, his father-in-law was a king. He eventually married Saul's daughter. And his father-in-law was trying to kill him. And you love the country. You killed a giant. You did it. You did what was right. And King Saul, you could see how when you start allowing parts of the world, it turns you against the plan of God. He was so viciously jealous against David, he tried to kill him several times. But when David had God delivered Saul into David's hand, David knew he knew not to kill God's anointing. He would not kill God's anointing. When you read these things and you see, you can see scenarios, you can see what God is doing and the beauty of life. David, in other words, he turned the other cheek. He let God fight his battle. These are the kind of things, if you receive it, you can learn so much more and God will be so much more real to you. But if you don't reject the darkness of this world, you can't do these things. You won't know God. Some people, they limit themselves from knowing God because they won't listen. You have to receive God's word. Learning God's word is not like learning algebra. It's not like learning addition or subtracting or math. Any form of arithmetic, you can read the book, see it for what it is, and walk away remembering it for the rest of your life. But the word of God, you can't do that. You have to receive it. And then you believe it. And then you speak it, acting on it. And then it's going to work in your life. Every part of God's word will work. And the Holy Spirit will follow it with signs and wonders. And you will know that you're on the right track. Whatever you believe that's true and right, God, he'll multiply that knowledge to you. You gave him something to work with. When you study the word of God and you don't fully understand, you're in good shape. Keep doing that process. The Holy Spirit's going to cause you to understand it. You just keep receiving it. It takes time. Keep receiving the word of God every day. Keep receiving the word of God. Ask questions to the Lord. Ask him to show you things. If he wants you to do it, he'll answer you and she'll show you what to do. He'll show you how to make better judgments. Sometimes he'll show you when not to speak. He'll prepare you what to say to your children so that they can do better in life. If you're a healthy parent, your children will do better than you did. If you're an unhealthy parent, you're going to cause your children to do worse than you did. But you'll look to your right or left and you'll see other parents who were healthy, and they'll cause that. Their children are going to do much better than everybody. Because they gave them words of life from God. And God wants to do that with you. You already have treasures. Hear me good. You already have treasures good knowledge that God gave you from the time you were born. That there are treasures of abilities in you locked down. The love of God will cause them to rise up. Some of you are great musicians and don't know it. Some of you have mechanical skills and don't know it. Some of you have social skills and don't know it. Some of you have speaking skills and it's been suppressed. But the love of God draws it out. Some people can watch a mystery movie and know who did it because they got gifts. You got treasures of gifts. But the word of God will help you, help the treasures that God put in you to come forward. The enemy, if you love the world, all those things can be suppressed. God, every day God gives us golden opportunities. And a lot of, you know, people say the graveyard is full of good intentions. The graveyard is full of good skills that died. Never, you know, there are musicians that never picked up a horn, never played a guitar. They didn't know what they could do. But when you follow the Holy Spirit and you start doing the Word of God, you come to an understanding. And I asked the Lord his definition of understanding. He said it's when you know things in their right relationship. When you know things in according to its right relationship, when you gain knowledge, and the knowledge and the more knowledge you gain, you receive it, you believe, you act on it. The interaction that the Lord that comes from the Holy Spirit, that process causes you to understand things, and you start seeing things. Anytime you learn anything from the Lord, you start seeing darkness for what it truly is. When you turn the lights on, you know where to walk. When you receive the knowledge of God, you receive it, you believe it, you act on it, and understanding begins to form. The more word of God that you receive, believe, and act on, your understanding ever increases. And then when the Lord show you things as they truly are, and he does it by giving you light. His word is just like light. Now, I'm saying as you study the word of God, you're walking in greater light. That's true. But understand good. When you the word of God that you receive, it forms in the heart. You start understanding things. That understanding is like light. You see things for what they are. We don't see God face to face in physical form unless he appears to us, which he can do. But you get a word visual. The word of God that you receive, you can picture God as he truly is. His love, his logic, his ways. You start understanding his will. even under a challenge, you have a concrete, a solid visual of who God is. And you know that God is stable in his ways. He will not do you wrong. You start knowing this for yourself, not just hearsay. See, the word of God is greater than hearsay. Hearsay, you can't live your life off that. You're not sure about hearsay. When you study the word for yourself, you start knowing God for yourself. And when the crooked preacher come preaching wrong, or the deceived preacher come preaching wrong, or the gangster start talking, you'll know it. You'll begin to see it for what it is. Sometimes good people have had bad information, and they echo things that they heard, and it was never challenged, and God can't use it because it's not quite true. God, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus called him the Spirit. He said when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So if you take lies and present it to God, God can't help you with lies. He can't follow lies with signs and wonders, false perceptions of his word. But when you receive the truth of God's word, now he has something to illuminate you with, just to show you the things as they truly are. Our loved ones, we want them to love God so bad, but whatever they're doing, you will sense it for what it is. If your children are lying to you, you'll know it. If they're into something that's corrupt, you'll know it. God will point it out to you so that you can know what to do. So you can help them. So you can pray for them. And then when you confront them and talk to them about it and pray for them, and they end up getting saved and healed and filled with the Holy Spirit and doing things that they should, finishing college, marrying the right person, raising grandchildren that love you, that love God, you'll know and understand that God was right all along. You'll know God was good all along. And you'll be happy for the rest of your life in that situation. You'll treasure God even more because he cared about you and he showed you what could be in real time. God loves us. He's going to always love us. He's going to be there for us. He's going to help us out. And he wants to. He loves us. Understanding is one of the things. I treasure God. I love him. For nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. I don't feel trapped. I don't feel like I have to. I'm subject to evil people. I'm not afraid of sudden fear. I'm not afraid of dangerous things. I'm not afraid to confront people. Before I do any of that, I seek the Lord about how I should respond. When I have to deal with hard things, I ask the Lord his way. What is your wisdom on how I need to respond to this problem? And then I wait and let the Lord answer me. I don't rush into anything. And many times he'll give me the wisdom pretty quick. And some things I ask about so I can get a. You remember, we have to, in order to learn God's word, we have to receive what he's saying. And sometimes you're just going to have to spend time with the Lord and hear him out. Let him talk. Prayer is not just you doing all the talking. Real prayer is when you acknowledge things to the Lord and wait and listen and let the Lord acknowledge things to you and let him respond. You know, following God is better. It's better than assumption. You can't live your life on assumption. If you assume everything, it's leaving too many things to happenstance. But God loves us. He said, and this is Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Why? Why would that happen? If you listen to the Lord who loves you, he'll show you what to watch out for. That's why. Verse 2 will happen. Length of days, long life, peace, they shall add to you. Now let's focus on verse 3. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Receive it. Do the things God said. Act on his mercy. Receive his truth and act on it. Verse 4 has a promise. It says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Good understanding. Not bad understanding. Good understanding. Truth that you can live by. Now watch verse 5. Sister Carolyn Stephen read this for years and it blessed me. She said, every Sunday for years, she said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding." See, lean to the Lord, the understanding provided by God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thy paths. He shall direct thy paths. What if God directed all of your paths? What kind of understanding will form in you if you brought everything to the Lord to see what he would say? Verse 7 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil." And verse 8 is the promise of verse 7. "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You'll be able to live long and you'll be able to stand tall. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy," this verse 10 is the promise of 9. "So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." See, when you follow God, things happen. You start a process. Listen to verse 10. It says, "So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, thy presses shall burst out with new wine." That happens when you honor God with thy substance and the first fruits of your increase. See, one thing leads to another. You can't just do God's word and nothing happens. Listen to verse 11. "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." I thank God every time he corrects me, or chastens me, or rebukes me. One time he said, "You need to be more frank." I woke up that Saturday morning, he said, you need to be more frank with people. And I started making adjustments, and it works. I started saying something when I should instead of cowering down. Now, verse 11 says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." Verse 12, now this is the promise of verse 11. "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delights." And then in verse 13, too, he says, "Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding." Man, it goes on and on. This, you ever increase when you receive understanding of the Lord. You have the ability, my friend, to make better judgments. And if you can make better judgments, you can do greater things. And God can trust you to do greater things. And every time you do greater things, he's going to reward you for doing greater things. One thing leads to another. I love Proverbs chapter 3. This is a good place to start structuring your life. Don't be so fast to lean to your own understanding. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." That word got in my heart, and eventually the Lord taught me how to follow him. Now, what Carolyn Stevens put in motion stayed in motion. I received that word. I started acting on it, and it started doing things, a process of health in my life. In Proverbs chapter 3, there's a part that you do, and then good things follow it.